Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
How can it be? You're going to hear some things. And you're going to say, how can it be? And your answer is by the supernatural. By the what? Supernatural. Now, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. Now, God spoke to Moses, says, go to Egypt and do the impossible. Lead my people out of Egypt, out of bondage. Take them away from Pharaoh. How can that be? The only way it can be is by the supernatural. You got to read that word. Moses was terrified. How am I going to go down there, stand up before Pharaoh and tell him that I heard God? And he says, deliver my people. Moses said, oh, Pharaoh will think I'm stupid, I'm idiot. Get this guy out of here. So God has to assure him that it's going to be done by the supernatural. When God is moving you to do anything that he wants you to do, it looks foolish in the sight of man. I'm going to tell you right now, you look so foolish because it's not appealing to the senses, the flesh. It's only appealing to the spirit. Moses needs some proof here. So let's see. Verse 17. And you shall take this rod in your hand, and you're going to use it to do some signs, some supernatural things going to happen because you have the rod. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Now let's read this now. Remember, you shall take this rod in your hand, and it's going to be for what? Do what? Sign. Now watch what Isaiah says. Isaiah going to explain the rod. What he's talking about. Let's read it. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. So here we see he's talking about Jesus Christ. A rod. He's talking about who? Jesus. So we go check it out. He says, they're coming forth, and he used the word rod. You shall take this rod. And so many people, if you don't reveal it, you think it's a piece of stick. A stick can't do nothing. Stick can't do one thing. Go get a piece of stick and see if it can do anything. Oh, Moses has a piece of stick. It wasn't the stick that doing anything. It was the power behind the stick. It was the power. He says, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow up out of his root. So Jesus was coming through that line. Where was the children of Israel? They were in what? Bondage. But the rod was demonstrated in Egypt. The power of that rod. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. verse 14 says, and the word becomes flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory. Aha, Jesus. Oh. So he got the word. He says, you got to go down there with the word. Nothing is going to happen without the word. We, celebration, must become the living word. You hear me? Because the living word perform sign. We must become what? The living word. Because when we become the living word, we get what? Sign and wonder. We get sign and wonder. Because that's where the power is. In the word. And we see how the word work in Egypt. Make the impossible what? Possible. So you shall take this what? Rod in your hand. Don't be afraid now. Take the word in your hand. And use the word to perform what? Sign and wonder. You will see it happen. We are going to see it happen in this house. With all my heart. We will see it. It is time for us to go back to the biblical way of things, how it works. It's time for us to go back to see how things work, how? Biblically. Not all things work from the flesh, but how things work from the Spirit, the Word. And the Word bring the supernatural. And the supernatural produce the sign. So we must operate in the supernatural. Now, we are the natural in a hurt realm. He is the super. So when both align together, we see sign. Because now we get the super with the natural. God wants to hook up with us so that his glory can be seen, so that his power can be seen. A demonstration of God's power is when the Holy Spirit comes up on us and causes us to do the impossible. Then that's the demonstration of the power of God. We need to be available to see sign and wonders. Apostle Paul in the Bible sees what? Sign and wonders. Stephen sees sign and wonders. Peter sees sign and wonders. And we can go down through the Bible and see all these guys see sign and wonders. Moses sees sign and wonders. Joshua sees sign and wonders. They all see sign and wonders. Because they all operate in the supernatural. Through the word. You can show me when those guys, and every time they go outside of the word, they were in trouble. Can show you that. Every time they go out, outside of the word, they fall into serious trouble. Saul got a message from God, a word from God. Go kill all the Amalekites. Kill them everything. Sheep, everybody. Don't leave anything. And then he go up there. And he get in the flesh. And then he leaves. He says, okay, these are too good. I can't kill them. He started to do his own thing now. And the sad part of it, when God comes to say, you know, what have you done? He tried to cover it up. He says, Lord, my intention was to make a sacrifice. He says, I was saving thee, sheep, for sacrifice. He says, it is better to what? Obey than to sacrifice. So we got to be obedient to the word. We will, at celebration, obey the word of God in 2026 and do what he says. We're going to do it.
You remember the water at the pool at Bethesda. When the angel come and stir the water, that miracle happened. Today, the angels of this house ascend and stir the floor of this house. And there's a new arrangement that the Holy Spirit is doing. This house, I declare to you, under the anointing and the unction of the Holy Spirit, will never be the same. And you shall take this rod in your hand, and you will be able to do what? Sign. Celebration. You shall take this rod in your hand, which is the word. What is the rod you get in this morning? The word. And with that word, do sign. Do sign. Do sign and wonders. You shall be a sign to the people. Your life must be a sign to the people. I felt that special anointing in this house. There's a new anointing. There's a fresh anointing that come in this house this morning. And this is not me saying because I want to say that. I'm saying it because it's a reality. Wherever you are, receive that anointing upon your life. Receive that anointing upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. All over this house, receive, 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 receive the anointing to do, the anointing to do, the anointing to do great exploit in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare any trailing spirit that trailed us from 2025, this morning, God, assassinated in the name of Jesus under your word. Lord, I cut it off in Jesus' name. No more devil, no more disappointment, no more defeat in the name of Jesus. This is a new way we're going, new direction we're going, new path that we're taking. You lying spirit, you devil, we command you, catch fire this morning. And any spirit that follow us that is not of God, I command the fire of God right now. I command the fire of God right now. I command the fire of God right now.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.